Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
So Roosters to get it back here to perhaps finish it off, Brent Reed.
Yeah, Parramatta chasing points and sending Bryce Carbright in. That's the last interchange.
Yeah, that's a big play there by James Tedesco. Just acknowledging, you know, where this game's at and what they need from him as a leader, getting involved. Two really good runs, almost came out the other side. And then the quick play of the ball that just allowed this right side sweeping play there for the Roosters, which was really good at the back end of the contest with guys under fatigue. Some lovely individual skill there from Manu, and gee, I thought Suwali was going to get another one, boys, but some nice work there from Lane to come across and foil it. But now the Eels, well, they're defending for their night, because yeah, they've got to hang on now. Another opportunity here for the Roosters, and if they go in again, she's over.
Harvey Norman replay confirmed. A good call. Lane did knock it on. So the Roosters here, 10 metres out. Baker down the middle, and he's going to be brought down here in front of the left upright by McIntyre. Parramatta here, they've been brave, but they need to hang on. Takayama, he's rocked.
Good
strong
shot.
Tackle by Dylan Brown. Balls come out. Keeps them in the game. Oh, stand up, Dylan Brown. That was some moment for you, young man. And they are standing the Parramatta fans.
Well, I think the pass was forward as well. Tupanua has been running great lines all day. So hard to stop. They isolate the small man. And Dylan Brown.
You need to see where the contact is, guys. I don't think this... You need to see where this contact is. It might... Tupanua was sort of, I know he's a bigger man, but he sort of had to bend down to catch this football. We need to make sure his head doesn't hit Brown's shoulder.
Well, I'll tell you what his ponytail does.
Because he stayed down.
Yeah, if it is illegal, it's game over. The kick will be from next to the post. But we're looking here at replays.
No, that's just a great shot. That just looks like a great shot.
Looks pretty good from that angle, Gordy, for Harvey Norman. So,
they're calling out the captain. Are they? They're definitely, they're discussing it. You can see G is now sort of talking to someone that's obviously communicating in his ear in the bunker, but I'm with you, boys. I mean, there's nothing else Dylan Brown could have done, but unfortunately, Tupanua is not in a good way.
He's so been contact. He's on his back. There's movement there. That part's all fine, but they're just keeping his neck still here, so just keep an eye on this. Yes, Gordy?
The camera angles that we've seen, there's no contact with the head.
Forget, we might have seen all of them. The bunker has them all.
I think there's going to be a penalty here, boys.
Well,
it can't be on the injury, mate. You can hit someone really hard and jolt him.
So this penalty will be for next to the post. He's on report. That's a penalty. Won't go to the pin, but right now the most important thing is it'll be 2 points and a 7-point margin.
I don't know what else he can do here, Gordon.
Now, here's another angle that we haven't seen yet, and the goalpost is in the way there, so that doesn't help us. Well, I'd want to hope the bunker's got that right.
On every angle I've watched, no contact to the head. A really good body check. You see the big guys, they pick on the little guy, and the little guy won the battle there.
That is, if legal, a tremendous tackle. Ah, now we're seeing a little bit of forearm poke out from behind the goalpost from this strange angle and clip Tupanua in the head.
Yeah, he got him.
That's the one. So it's unfortunate, but on that singular angle, it would appear to be a correct call. And there's still time for Parramatta, but it's hard going now. It'll be 31-24 at the moment, 7 minutes left. Tupanua comes off for a HIA. Well, a cheeky field goal at the end of the first half is currently the thing that is giving the Roosters what will be a match-winning buffer, it would seem. Walk up 4 from 6 today.
He can throw this over, couldn't he?
Who's doing 3-2-1, gents? Good luck. Good luck, homelines.com.au.
My man, Ryan Girdle.
Oh, yeah. Mate, can you just
my man
carry something on your shoulders, Gordy? If I go down, Girds can call. Man of the match, Girds can do it.
I don't know what else he can do, Gordy. See, there's been some quality performances out there from some individuals, so it's really going to be a hard decision.
Geez, Brownie got you good yesterday on Fox Sports. He's a goal.
It's good. It's 31-24. And the Roosters inch out a little further.
I did lead with my chin, though, and I made sure that he hit it as hard as he possibly could.
Yeah. Brennery sideline.
Almost as hard as Dylan Brown. Got Satili Tupanua then, Gordy. I think the issue there for Tupanua was just before the contact, he dropped his head and he almost put his head into the arm of Dylan Brown. But, you know, any contact with the head now, regardless of whose fault it is, you tend to get penalised, potentially sin bit. In terms of Satili Tupanua, he's obviously come off and that push has come into the game.
There's enough time for the Parramatta side to come up with a miracle, but these sides are so fatigued. 31-24. And each school team's waiting. Dobbo, is he calling our next game, Charlie? Yes, Benzio. And Ben Hannett joining us. So that's our team for the final game tonight. Tigers versus North Queensland. I think it's on all the Triple M NRL stations. Also on the Listener app. To finish off what's been a wonderful weekend. We've been blessed with the weather today. As now here's Taukeiaho hitting it up. He's over the halfway line. Takes three to stop him. 5 minutes, 50 to go. Roosters, you've got to credit them too. They've held onto the ball. And they haven't made any errors really in this second half, even with all this Parramatta pressure. Now Crichton wafting across field and threatening and brought down. 32 metres out. You'll play it now here for Watson. Onto Keary, turning it inside for Baker. And Baker dropped down 26 out in front of the right upright. You'll play it now. Last tackle. And it comes to Keary. Up we go. And Tuckmayaho chasing through again, but a good catch by Gutherson. But the Roosters, that went according to plan. They just waited for Gutherson to catch it. And then the two front rowers, Oreo Hargreaves and Tuckmayaho, put him down inside the 10. So that was textbook stuff from the tricolours, who are trying to hang on to a 7-point lead with 5 minutes to go. Now, a hit up here. It looks like Will Tennessee. And he'll play it now for Marnie. They're almost out of puffy heels.
Together now!
It's taken forward by Simonson. Bryce Cartwright, can he get his hands on it? Here he comes, but he's a decoy. As Madison, he had a massive moment, didn't he, with that try that got it back to a 1-point game. He'll play it in short of halfway. Comes across Nathan Brown. Away to Moses. They're going to run it, it seems. Papali'i away to Penasini. There's a chance here. Out to Simonson. Puts in a kick. They're onside the heels. Tedesco going back with the ball, and he takes it. And goes straight to ground, four to go in this game. So the Roosters defused that 31-24. Earlier, it was Canberra 30, Cronulla 10. So Canberra, their fourth win of the year. And if the Roosters hold on, we're going to have a lot of teams in that four-win, five-win, six-win area. Because the Roosters will go to six wins. Parramatta will stay on six wins. Cronulla stay on six wins. Canberra got their fourth. As now here's Tedesco bouncing around. Boy, he's tireless. James Tedesco. And that'll get him close to 200 metres and probably a touch beyond. Roosters get through yet another set. As now Keary from inside his 40. He kicks long. It pitches. Five out. And stopped here by the number two, Hayes Perry. He's dropped down. Playing it now. Cartwright, a desperate pass. Out to Moses. Right foot step, straight. So he won't stop trying Mitchell, but he's wrapped up by Crichton. Playing it now, 20 short of halfway. And here's a hit up for Nathan Brown. He's just met by the defence, and it's played back now to Marty. To the right he goes, Moses. A majestic offload. How did he do that? As it goes out to Simonson, he wafts back in field, then shakes off a defender. Still going, he's going nowhere, but he's keeping it alive. Died to Dylan Brown, on the Gunnison, on the Cartwright. A pass, it was desperation. It went behind Opacek, he recovered it. And he's going to keep it going. Cartwright, this is good stuff for Parramatta. Now to Dylan Brown, puts the foot down, he's into the back pass, comes to Tedesco, rolls in a kick. Oh! They were lining up the heels. They were lining up, but he just took the wrong option, and that should just about do it for the Roosters.
Yeah, Dylan Brown just pins the ears back there as the offloads that the Roosters, they just run out of troops. And I think if he goes right, I think he should have...
Oh, he's got a pass to Gutherson on his inside. He's a man unmarked there, and Gutherson, he scores under the post, and then we've got the finish that this game deserved. But, yeah, well done. The Roosters pushing hard enough, and they snuffed it out. But Gutherson not happy with his number six on that occasion.
Mate, well, he runs past him and gives him a mouthful too.
Lots of emotion out there, Gordy.
Oh, well, mate, you got to take it. But if your teammate's there and you work really hard and you're calling your name, you've got to be man enough to take it.
Geez, they're going to feel like they slipped the other. They were down by 19 and they're going to feel like they let this one go. They had the Roosters. They thought they had them on toast in the second half. The Roosters showing their quality this afternoon, particularly in the first half, when they started to look like the premiership force we've been waiting for. Now here's Hutchinson running out of dummy half.
I couldn't do it, but I saw something pretty cool. Billy Moore's wore one of his old North jerseys.
How cool is the North Sydney jersey?
Love it.
Oh, you know what? He's walking, by the way, running and almost through.
It's the old City Bank one for the North.
That's the best one.
No, I like the North Leagues. I like the older one. The one that Mark Graham and Clayton...
Oh, well, that's a good jersey too. But I don't hate the idea of the WA Bears scoring. I don't hate it. I know everyone wants their own team, but...
So Bears instead of Quackers?
Well, that jumper running around's not the worst thing in rugby league.
It
was
one of the greatest jumpers.
It is. Now, here it comes here to Gutherson. And he's going to be put down. 51 seconds to go, so time is going to beat them. And the Roosters now laying on in these tackles. Well, it's one of the matches of the season. And it has thrilled everyone here in Brisbane. There's now Dylan Brown on to Moses, giving it to Papa Lee. He lost it. That's a shame for him. And now Connor Watson picks it up and runs and is hauled in.
We'll play it now
5 metres short of halfway. So the Roosters will go to 6 wins and 4 losses. Parramatta stay on 12 competition points. Parramatta can't quite back up their epic win over Penrith, but a lot to like about their performance still. As Manu now carries it forward. What an afternoon it's been. It's full time. A moment of magic for Mitchell Moses. Joseph Suali's leap. Ryan Madison's barnstorming run. Isaiah Papali'i's thundering herd of a run. This had it all, but it was the Sydney Roosters. And they are back. They are back in business. 31-24. Tries to Aurea Hargreaves, Tedesco, Walker, Suali again. And for the Eels, Papali'i a double, Moses and Ryan Madison. And the Roosters, it doesn't get easier for them. They've got Penrith next week at the SCG on election night. So,
well,
they're going to...
So what happens then? So do the Roosters fans stay home to watch the election?
Well, the way it's going,
put
Gordy...
put cashmere sweater on and go and watch...
By 7.30,
mighty...
Gordy, the election, she might be all over.
I gotcha.
She's going by all the polls. But anyway, Rudy's going to get us an interview. And...
yeah, that was
a wonderful game.
What an impressive win that was.
Mate, and I think Reedy's, he's back to the number one sideline man.
Well, if you're breaking stories and doing your sideline job, you're top seed by a distance. Luke Keary with you, Reedy.
Yeah, Luke, you sweated up the storm. The fair game was quick.
I feel like I'm going to pass it. No, mate, that was a doozy. Started well and then the second half felt like it was never going to end.
That felt more like the Roosters. Did it feel more like the Roosters to you?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've been needing to face these tough teams, and I'm proud of the boys. Without Victor there, I'm super proud of those middles.
Up to you guys.
Yeah, Luke, Ryan Goodler, mate, congratulations. Hey, young Suali this afternoon, he came out of the blocks, a couple of really good offloads, really helped you guys sort of move the ball up the field, and then a couple of really nice moments, finishing off some nice ball movement from you guys in important moments of that contest.
Yeah, mate, he's powerful out of the backfield. You can see he's making some indents, and then he's been telling me for weeks to give him one of those high balls, and it was a pretty special moment.
I think every kick you get inside your 20 will be the same kick next time, won't it?
I've got big Toops on the left and Joey out. And a
couple of good targets, mate.
Yeah.
I saw you just celebrating that one right at the death there, mate. It means a lot to the club at the moment. I mean, it hasn't been the best couple of weeks, but a good win last week, a great win here tonight, and a game against the Panthers to look forward to.
Yeah, mate, we've been disappointed in ourselves. We've dropped some games that we felt We probably should know, and we've been playing pretty poorly. So I think the last 2 weeks have been good, and yeah, that one did mean a lot. We know what's coming to in the next 6 weeks. We've got a few tough games. It starts next week with Penrith.
Good on you, Luke. Well
enjoy
done,
that
mate.
One. Thanks,
great
Bruce.
Game. And it's funny, the Roosters, the standards they set, you know, Luke saying how poor they've been. It was 6-4. I mean, it's not a catastrophe by any means. Hey, Reedy, just before we go for the... I know you've repeated this a couple of times, but can you tell us, for all the new listeners, what is happening at the Bulldogs? Is Reedy there? He's going to put the cans down. Well, Reedy says there's going to be emergency meetings. Reedy, fire away. Just repeat that story from earlier that you broke.
Okay, so the Bulldogs having a series of meetings, well, starting tomorrow over their start to the season to address it. And the biggest issue will be the future of Coach Trent Barrett. As I said, my gut feeling at the moment is that he's potentially coached his last game at the Bulldogs, but we'll wait and see what pans out in the next couple of days.
All right, well done, Reedy. Gordy says you've locked in the number one seat, so there you go. That's big news. That's the biggest news of the day. That Reedy is the number one seat among sideline eyes. Hey, that was fun, gents.
Yeah, great work, Dan.
And great sport, Dan. So tell me, how many games did you call this week?
Too many, Gordon.
Tell me how many.
Five.
Don't have a beer, Dan.
Let's have a bloody beer.
You burn it.
Absolutely. I know. I've got to go to the Matty John show.
No, you don't, do you?
Yeah.
Mate, you're going to have to do all the talking.
Oh, no.
They're a blithering mess. Dobbo, Ben Teo, Ben Hannett coming up. Triple M rocking the footy. Hope you enjoyed it. That was a belter. Tigers, Cowboys next. It's a kind
of magic. For McDonald's and Ream, Triple M rocks NRL Magic Round. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.